Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed.
He was killed yesterday morning in a head-on crash with a school bus. So this is the second school bus story in just a couple of days this week. The bus was carrying 10 students and the driver and was heading to Addison Schools around 7:45 yesterday morning on State Route 417. When a car driving eastbound on the road crossed over the center of the road and slammed head-on into the bus, according to police. The driver of the vehicle was killed. Their identity has not yet been released. None of the students on the bus nor the driver were injured.
The city of Canandaigua talked one-on-one to business leaders about a potential ban on single-use plastics. Straws, plastic bags, and plastic utensils are all on the chopping block for the city as it tries to reduce their landfill footprint. The topic is certainly not unique to Canandaigua. Maine, Washington, and Oregon are all still looking at statewide bans on plastic bags to reduce plastic pollution.
I remember when I lived in L.A., there was a...
Wait, what? You lived in L.A.?
Oh, my God. Can I just tell my story? When I lived in L.A., there was a... They implemented the ban on plastic bags while I lived there. I only lived there for a year, and during that time, they instituted the plastic bag ban. And I remember, I was like... Want my plastic bags back.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is
terrible.
You think about the amount of waste.
Yeah.
It is pretty crazy. I know.
I save mine. I reuse mine. But
You bring them back into the store and...
No. Well, no, I reuse them for, like, my recycling and stuff like that.
Yeah, but, like, you're not going to reuse all of them.
No, probably not. Every parent's worst nightmare is something bad happening to their child. You know, that they'll be mistreated or hurt, especially when they're at school and then the parents aren't around. So what happened at an Illinois preschool is making headlines and infuriating parents across the nation. Two teachers at this preschool are on paid leave as authorities investigate allegations that one of them forced preschool children to stand naked in a closet.
What?
With the door open as punishment for misbehaving.
What the hell is that?
Yeah. While only one of the teachers allegedly disciplined the students in this bizarre, cruel way, the other teacher witnessed the incidents and did not report them. At least four students were allegedly subjected to this treatment, and the children will be interviewed early next month before a decision is made.
And finally, in the Team PXY feed, the legalization of recreational marijuana in New York will not be part of the state budget. Since the budget is due by April 1st, there's just simply not enough time to kind of get everything in place to meet that deadline. However, Governor Cuomo said that he is hopeful that it could pass by June in a separate bill. So it's not like it needs to happen now, but and it appears as though the can's just getting kicked down the road. But,
sure.
Yeah, if you assume that eventually, it's probably going to happen.
Pretty inevitable.
Mm-hmm. Some stuff to check out for you right now at 98pxy.com. Bill and Ted 3. Gets a summer 2020 release date. Do you even know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
No, of course not. Lizard Person. It's a movie from like the 80s.
Like Ted, the teddy bear, the Seth MacFarlane.
No, like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, moving on. Also cool. Up there, the Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, wants video evidence related to that prostitution arrest sealed, which... Sure, I don't want to see it.
Sure.
Please. Actually, yes, please seal it. I do not want to see that. Incredible. It's the best thing you're going to see today. While she was out at Dave & Buster's with her brother.
And it was a great time, by the way.
Of course it was.
I just haven't played arcade basketball in a while.
People are really questioning your form. It's not great.
All right.
If you want to text in the keyword ball.
People who live in glass houses.
I have great form.
Oh,
I'm a sniper from the 3-point line.
Yeah, I bet.
I am.
I'd love to see you play. I'd like to see you play any sport.
Do you want to do a shoot off?
Yes.
Okay.
Where?
Midtown.
When and where?
What? Done. Midtown.
When?
Done. I don't know. Whenever you want. Want to do it today?
No. When I get back from vacation.
Okay.
I'm
fine.
Checked out.
Fine. Do not let her forget about this.
Okay.
I'm going to crush
her. Right, cool.
I've seen how you shoot. Ball. B-A-L-L. Text it in now to 69822 if you want to see Whitney get hit in the face with a basketball.
God, you're a monster.
Hey, message and data rates might apply. Coming up next, by the way, got to get to your weekly dose of dad jokes. The Team PXY dad joke off. Speaking of Whitney just getting crushed,
oh
it's coming
God.
Up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.